episode of A Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never charge for anything. For all this and more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489, your host for the world-renowned A Week Late podcast. This is going to be a little different. Recording this, not knowing if I'm going to use it as an intro, but in case I do, this will be a bonus episode. Welcome new listeners and returning listeners. I've been mentioning this for a while, in the spirit of Halloween. I'm going to be doing a Walking Dead review. Long time coming. I recently made a promise to a friend of the show, Sabrina of Sabrina's Sweets, a supporter of the show. Check her out on Facebook. She makes the best cupcakes ever. Just in case the new listeners have no idea what this is about, this is a online radio show / podcast where I review movies, TV shows, video games, art, music, and whatnot on the interwebs. Probably hence the name a little late. Only because I am too broke and or lazy to attend said movies and shows when they happen. Like most of you, I have a regular job, and also am self-employed, to bring you this wonderful show. Sometimes we can't make it to the movies when we want to, or see the TV shows we want to see when they come out. So, in the interest of not spoiling anything, I use my laziness as a catalyst to bring you the latest everything, just a little late. For a couple reasons. I hate it when shows review movies before they're even out. They spoil it for you. Some people don't even watch said movies and spoil it for you based on the things they hear. While I find that, depending on the show, funny or not, I'd like to give everybody a chance to watch what I'm watching. We take a break between the first and second portions of said show to give you plenty of time to distinguish whether or not you would like to listen to the rest of the episode, barring spoilers. Sometimes not, depending on the movie. So here I am. It is the weekend before Halloween, which this year falls on a Wednesday. People will be trick-or-treating either this weekend or the weekend after. I feel sorry for the people that, for the kids that want to participate during the week, because they will be getting no candy from me. I have a job, so. There's that. I've been talking about reviewing, not even reviewing, watching Walking Dead. If you haven't heard, I'm a big fan of podcasts and comedy. One of the podcasts that is credited with starting this podcast, or at least the idea behind it, is the Nerdist podcast. And Mr. Chris Hardwick himself, I believe second season, started a review show, a recap show called Talking Dead. When it's online, of course, it's a podcast. So Talking Dead follows these episodes as they happen and talks about pretty much reviews every episode as it happens. This will not be that. Clearly, since I know a lot about it, I have to allow those to exist on their own. This in no way, shape, or form needs to or wants to compete with that. I'll be watching the entire first season by the time you hear the second portion of this episode. Like I said, I don't know if this is going to be a separate review inside of a different show. There's a possibility that nobody will hear this at all. I'm watching this, I'm recording this before I watch the first episode of the first season. First season was only 6 episodes long. I'll be doing it via Netflix. I believe 3 seasons of Netflix are currently available on, 3 seasons of The Walking Dead are currently available on Netflix by AMC. This particular show is one of the many shows of AMC's 2010, maybe 2009 effort to stay afloat as a network. They started such shows as Mad Men, Walking Dead, I believe Portlandia, if I'm not mistaken. There's also a historical show. I believe it was the tale of the up-and-coming train evolution, as it were, for transportation. The name escapes me at the moment. I believe, there's a bunch of people. Hell on Wheels, that's the name of it, was released in 2011, a few years after those other shows, with such people, I want to say Colm Meaney, who was recently mentioned in a previous episode. Again, name escapes me, but this was also done by the people that brought you, God, edit. In this series, we have a couple people of note. This series was created by, I believe he started out as a comic book writer. His name is Frank Darabont. The cast, as it appears on Netflix, starts out with Andrew Lincoln, John Bernthal, Sarah Wayne Callies, who was also in Prison Break, if my memory serves me correctly, Laurie Holden, Jeffrey DeMunn, Stephen Wen of, I believe that's how it's pronounced, or Yoon Wen, Asian dude from Lost, Norman Reedus, which I am a huge fan of. For all of you Boondock Saints fans, you might recognize that name. He played one of the title role characters from the Boondock Saints, one of the brothers. And interestingly enough, there's this back and forth that I kind of have. I believe it's with their publicist, Wendy Shepherd. I want to give a shout out to her. I've never met her in person, but through the Twitter sphere, we have corresponded back and forth, and she turned me on to some events where Sean Patrick Flannery and Norman Reedus were in Orlando at some point. I believe it was for a particular Comic-Con a few years ago. So shout out to Wendy Shepherd. You can follow her at Wendy Shepherd on Twitter, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. Also at Boondock Saints. And you can follow Norman Reedus at www.bigbaldhead is what he goes by on Twitter. I have had correspondence with all of them. They're really nice people. And if you're a Boondock Saints fan, especially for Halloween, go check out both. The third one's being shot. There are Boondock Saints 1 and 2. You'll recognize many people in that film. It has a huge following. They're coming out with a third one. And Wendy Shepherd is responsible for turning me on to the anniversary shows that they did in Tampa that we got to go to, me and at Aaron Field Music, also on Twitter. Anyway, I digress. That is the cast for the most part. There will be additions to the cast and subtractions from the cast as people are brought on and killed off. If you're a fan of the graphic novels and comic books, you will find a correlation between both. Towards the end of the first season, we already see, from what I understand, I may be wrong, and I'll go back to this later in talking about it, it will diverge a little bit from the comic book graphic novel series. Because adaptations have to clearly run longer for TV than they do for comics. So, for the hardcore fans, I have not read the graphic novels / comic books of these. I don't know if I will ever do that. Although I am a huge fan of comics, I rarely have the time to put aside to actually read something in print form. That being said, I don't know where I'm going to put this, if it's going to be used. Like I said, I don't know. So we'll see how this goes. I'm getting ready to watch episode 1 of season 1 of The Walking Dead, if this is a Halloween episode, it's going to be a bonus. If not, I'm going to edit this out. And as you know, I rarely edit anything. Seat of the pants kind of thing. Not planned. We'll see how this goes. Yeah, that's it. So, thanks for listening to the first portion. Check out some music in case this goes into a whole story arc and review sort of thing. I'm sure there are plenty of podcasts out there dedicated solely to that of The Walking Dead. If it's not The Talking Dead, you know, you kind of have a hard time competing against Nerdist. So, at the same time, I'll probably end up watching Talking Dead shows and doing reviews of both. This is not an exclusive thing. It's just one of the episodes in my continuing effort to bring you reviews on kind of current media. This has, I believe, a 4.5-star rating on Netflix. Catch it any other way you can. There are box sets and Blu-rays available. But Netflix on the Xbox 360 is how I'm going to be watching this, in case you're curious. Also, the Twitter handle is my Xbox gamer tag. So you fans out there that would like to leave comments that way, do so on Xbox Live. But don't just friend me up without a comment, otherwise I don't know who you are from Adam. I don't get a lot of friend requests, but the ones I do get, I need to know they're legit. So send me a message when you friend request me, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter. Let me know you're from the podcast, and I will add you, and we can chat that way, and maybe have a viewing party or two down the road for some future Netflix Walking Dead episodes. So here I go. Halloween weekend, Walking Dead, Season 1. I'm going to try to knock it out. Not sure I'm going to get through all of them before the time is allotted to put this out, if it's going to be a full episode. If not, and you're confused, I'm pretty sure I would have covered that in some type of disclaimer before or after the time warp happens in the podcast universe. So, thanks for listening, and here we go. Are you ready to put it down for the zombie apocalypse, son? All right. Cheers. See you on the other side if I survive. That was cheesy. I'm going to probably take that out. All right. Wow, okay. Welcome back to part two of what has become the Halloween bonus edition episode of A Week Late Podcast. That was pretty amazing. Since the recording of the first portion of this episode, there's been probably about a 2.5 day gap in real time. I just finished watching, like I said, the season finale of the first season of The Walking Dead on AMC via Netflix. For all of you longtime listeners, you know that none of this is planned. I do so little research that I didn't even realize until Monday that the night I release bonus episodes happen to fall on Halloween. So I was supposed to watch the last episode sooner, but I figured how fitting. So, for the new listeners, that's how little research I do. I had a complaint about it on Facebook. The one person that gave me feedback on it was not on my Facebook account, which is facebook.com/thewordanalysis and then the numbers 489, same as my gamer tag. For all you Assassin's Creed 3 players out there, I'm disappointed that I wasn't able to acquire my copy. From what I hear, the game is well into its release online and on the single-player campaign, but in a good way, it's kind of a positive thing that I haven't picked it up yet because there seems to have been a patch released for it already, so that by the time I get to load it up, I will be good to go. However, I'm getting ahead of myself. The amount of research done is so little that someone on my Facebook page, which I'm grateful for the feedback, sucks that it had to be negative. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, for being a self-proclaimed movie buff, I should probably know a little bit more about these movies going into it. But as you all know, or as you don't know, I am not a big fan of spoilers. So I do my best to shield myself from everything, including up to and including research for the very movies I'm going to go see. I think the best reviews are done by the least biased. So that being said, if I didn't mention it in the first portion, like I said, it's been a day and a half, two and a half days since I recorded it. I got to listen to a little bit of it. Audio sounds good. I want to make sure I don't leave anybody out. I wanted to make sure that as far as the writing credits were concerned, and for all you comic book fans out there, slash graphic novel fans, I did mention that these books were based on graphic novels slash comics, but I don't think that I mentioned Robert Kirkman, Tony Moore, and Charlie, I believe his last name is pronounced Adlard, A-D-L-A-R-D. I'm not too sure or certain of the politics of it, but I'm pretty sure that Robert Kirkman takes the brunt of the credit for creating said series. How much the other two guys are involved, I don't know. I'm now a fan of Walking Dead. I didn't know how well it was going to be shot. I am going to be able to talk about spoilers, but I'm not really too keen on the names of everybody just yet. With the help of IMDb, I'll be able to get through it, hopefully. But from what I've seen through the Comic-Cons, The videos that I've seen from Comic-Con, both from New York and San Diego, Robert Kirkman is usually in the spotlight for the Walking Dead series. A lot of panels done by Chris Hardwick, who is at Nerdist, and podcasts that I talk about frequently on the show. One of the reasons this show even exists is because of that podcast network / person. The other thing that I wanted to mention in the first few episodes of the first season, which, by the way, is only 6 episodes, you can catch it on Netflix. I would imagine it's available on your local Redbox or Blockbuster if that company still exists, whichever way you can get it. As a matter of fact, I believe you can watch it for free on IMDb if you have an Amazon account. I'm not 100% certain about that, but whatever way you can acquire it, especially for Halloween. It's well shot. The music is just perfectly picked out. The editing is great. A couple of different issues I have with storyline. I'm kind of glad that I have shielded myself from all of the Walking Dead news, because when these things rise as a fan, once again, I haven't read the graphic novels, and I think going blind into this, picking out plot holes in reference to the live-action Walking Dead version versus the graphic novel version, I can't compare to, so it's good to know going forward that I'm only referring to plot holes referencing the live-action version, because I don't have anything to compare it to. That being said, the live-action version within itself has plot holes, I believe, already, but like I'm going to mention in the spoilers, some of those get answered, and just like a good cliffhanger should, leaves questions opened and characters added and or taken out of the picture. It's really hard to talk about the episodes individually without it getting too lengthy. Normally the bonus episodes for all the new listeners are tidbits, if you will, little morsels, portions, in the middle of the week. Sometimes, depending on the schedule, they happen on Sunday as well when the regular episodes come out. They're just meant to be short episodes to hold you over, not like anybody is holding their breath for another epic episode to come out. All 5 listeners that I have, thank you, by the way. That being said, without getting into particulars about the spoilers, I wanted to give credit to another actor who I'm a big fan of, Lenny James. He's a British actor. His history is unique, if you want to do a little bit of IMDb Google on him, but I'm a fan of the Jericho series, and Lenny James has a pretty good character. Can't remember the name of his character in The Walking Dead. Mr. Jones, I believe. I don't know, maybe. But he has a son, and brings me to my first point on how the cinematography, the story arc of this show makes you want to know the history of what's happening. But it also brings you into a sort of moral aspect as to what you yourself would do in the impending zombie apocalypse. There's a scene, I think I'm going to maybe rate this as an entire first season, not as a whole, because I have yet to see the other seasons, obviously, which I believe they're in the fourth or fifth episode of the third season. So if you guys have Netflix, I definitely recommend this. On Netflix, this series, the series as a whole, is rated as a 4 out of 5. I think I'm going to stick with that for the first season anyway. I'm going to give it, as a matter of fact, a good 4 and a quarter. On Netflix, you can't really rate in intervals, but this to me gets probably anywhere between 4 and a quarter and 4 and a half for the first season. I really like the way this show is shot. In the last episode of the first season, one of my other favorite actors was playing a character called Dr. Jenner, which I'll probably come back to here, but before I get into spoilers and not give him credit, Noah Emmerich, I believe, is how you pronounce his last name. And if you're not familiar with the name, hopefully any Jim Carrey fans from the movie The Truman Show, Noah Emmerich plays Truman's best friend, Jim Carrey's best friend in the movie. One of my favorite movies, not only that Jim Carrey was in, but pretty much ever. If you guys haven't seen that, go check it out. It's really good. It's not a really serious role for Jim Carrey, but that's what I really like about it. But it still has its comedic moments. So Noah Emmerich shows up in the season finale of The Walking Dead, and I really enjoyed his performance. I've talked about a show called Falling Skies before, and I've often referred to Falling Skies as the alien version of Walking Dead, and there's a lot of that sort of post-apocalyptic end-of-the-world feeling, definitely, in the first season, and I'm pretty sure, obviously, a theme that's going to have to carry out throughout the rest of the series. Coincidentally, or probably not the right word for it, consequentially, there's also a Talking Dead series. It's a video podcast. Well, it's also on AMC directly after The Walking Dead, also hosted by Chris Hardwick. He's everywhere, and it's kind of awesomely annoying. So, that being said, 4 and a quarter, I guess, between 4 and a quarter and 4 and a half, this is, every single episode is shot like a movie. Like I said, the audio is amazing. For you fans of Boondock Saints out there, Norman Reedus shows up in the last couple episodes of the first season, and then, spoiler alert, does such a great job that they end up keeping him, I believe, through the second season, but I don't know for sure because, again, I haven't seen it. this is only hearsay. Like I said, I try to filter out as much information from shows I haven't seen that I want to watch, but there's so much media out there, it's close to impossible to ignore. But I'm going to be getting into spoilers now because of those morals and ethics I was talking about earlier. So anybody that doesn't want to listen, that hasn't seen it yet, that wants to go see it, please stop listening, because at this point, I'm not responsible for you getting angry at me when spoilers get dropped. Okay. There's usually a countdown, but I'm not going to waste any time because I can edit this and leave my own thing in the middle, which I probably won't. Hopefully everybody that doesn't want to listen anymore due to spoilers will stop listening. I do want to say one thing. In the spirit of Halloween, there are a lot of people that are going through a hard time right now, and unfortunately, I was never able to celebrate Halloween like normal children when I was a kid due to my upbringing, and we won't get into that. However, in my adult life, I have been able to experience many great Halloweens, awesome parties, and awesome costumes, and tons of candy and food. Probably in my adult life, I enjoy Halloween more than most kids do, but unfortunately, a huge storm has passed through the East Coast of these great United States. Through all the politics, through all the wars, through all the bullshit, we have hurricanes and tropical storms as well that wreak havoc. This world is falling apart, and for that, I apologize to all the people that cannot enjoy electricity, warm water. In a lot of ways, I'm not making light of it by any way, shape, or form, but The Walking Dead, in a lot of ways, has made me realize that we might be closer to an apocalypse. Forget about the zombie apocalypse. Just what would we do if this were to happen on a larger scale? We're seeing blackouts a la Revolution by J.J. Abrams on TV. Well, we saw the whole, I believe it was half of India, wiped out by a weak infrastructure and power grid. If that were to happen in the United States and to the New York Stock Exchange, which they recently got back up and running on a gas generator, I mean, it's unbelievable how much crazy shit is going on in the world. But like I've mentioned before, through specific tragedies, shootings, and whatnot, for those of us that do survive and want to escape reality for a while, we do The Walking Dead's, we do The Dark Knight Rises, we do Elephant, we do all these things to get us away from that and also remind us at the same time. So I should have probably dropped this before the spoilers, countdown, non-countdown. But thoughts go out to all those people that don't get to enjoy their entertainment because they're worried about rebuilding the homes they used to live in. If this podcast was bigger, there would be a way to donate. I would love to contribute, but I wouldn't be able to hold a drop in the pond compared to what, I mean, go Google it. Find a way to contribute in a way that it will help, because as much as I'd like to, the listenership on this podcast is nowhere near where it would be in order for us to help. So if you're interested in doing that, go do that. Now that I've bummed everybody out, I want to sort of talk about that. In the last episode of The Walking Dead first season, that Jenner, Dr. Jenner character I was telling you about brings up a large amount of hope towards when we meet him and towards the end, sort of the breadth, if that's a word, the broadness of someone's complete hope to lack thereof, going from everything's going to be okay to we're all screwed and you're going to die with me. But it's interesting. Beyond that, there are questions of whether or not people would, how well you would do if you were hanging out with your brother or sister or otherwise older, younger family member, cousin, grandmother, how relationships would be drastically changed by an extinction level event, as it's put in the last episode. You're brought to this point where everything is terrible, and this is how this generation of humans die, and that's it. There's nothing left. What would happen if you had to shoot your own brother or sister in the face, preferably in the forehead, between the eyes, to stop all brain activity? One of the things that I thought was a loophole throughout the whole first season was the fact that we have no history, no backstory as to why 95% of the planet, at least the United States or the section that they're in, is wiped out. We find out later on in the season, towards the very end, that it's pretty much global. What you see is what you get. The doom that you see in your town is the doom everywhere. Would you be okay with if your best friend or sister or mother or wife or daughter was infected and you had to put them out of their misery? While the history of that is kind of answered, our main character wakes up in season one, episode one. Deputy Grimes, I believe. Rick, as he'll be called. He wakes up in a hospital, sees some of the dead, and we're questioned as to, that's when the first question is brought up as to, okay, now we're dealing with zombies, clearly. Why didn't he become one? How did he end up in the hospital? Those questions are answered in the last episode of the first season, which I'm really happy about, and they do also explain how, in technical detail, theoretically, how this virus has affected the human race. We find ourselves through the whole journey of the first season, which is only 6 episodes, on Netflix, or if you download it, hopefully legally, you'll see that the first episode is the premiere. Even without commercials, I believe it's an hour and 40 minutes. So you have 6 episodes for the first season, close to 7 hours, if not a little more, I believe, depending on how good or bad my math is right now. It's pretty easy to get through. If you've been putting it off, I would highly recommend it, clearly, per my rating. But look out for these things and let me know if I'm correct on them or not. I don't really have any other gripes or complaints about it, just besides the fact that it gets real heavy. If you're sort of an analytical person, hence my Twitter handle, my personal Twitter handle, which is at the word analysis, and then the numbers 489, like I mentioned, probably at the top of this episode and the top of this half of the episode. The Twitter handle is the same as my Xbox Live and Facebook accounts. So you can hit me up on all those platforms. Although it sounds like I'm wrapping up, I'm not quite done just yet. I really wanted to get into how the relationship side of things also can change. Like I mentioned, I do remember mentioning in the first portion that one of my favorite performances, Sarah Wayne Callies from Prison Break, is throughout the entire first season both somebody I love and hate at the same time. The acting in this show is so well done. I don't really have any complaints about that. It's one of the reasons the show gets what it gets for the first season. I'm going to go right into the second season. Maybe I will review that definitely before next Halloween, hopefully. I hope I'm not that fucking lazy. But I'm probably going to remember a ton of shit that I should have written down. Again, with the whole laziness thing and not to get it that. There's just so many little things that you can pick out from the from the show that it is impossible to talk about all at once. I'm sure there are Walking Dead podcasts out there, but like I said, the Talking Dead podcast is official from AMC, airs right after, and the thing I like about that, even though I haven't watched it yet, because I don't think Talking Dead happened until the second season, the host of that show, like I mentioned, Chris Hardwick, doesn't read any notes that the AMC team gives him. He watches episode by episode, just like we do in real time, but in my case, per the show, I'm catching the first season well out of relevance. But for more in-depth stuff, go check out The Talking Dead. I believe there's a YouTube channel and on AMCmovies.com, AMC.com. You guys are smart. Go do that shit. I was supposed to do a whole big thing about Assassin's Creed 3. I was supposed to dress up as Connor from the new Assassin's Creed 3 or Ezio from the previous Assassin's Creed games. That didn't happen. I had a friend in town who was having a birthday, and we did a whole sports thing, which is why didn't have an episode the past Sunday for you people that were looking out for that. But because it is Halloween, this was sort of the special episode that I was brewing up until then. In lieu of that, in the spirit of Halloween, for any of you people that haven't gone and checked out Once Upon a Time just yet, go do that. It's very fairy tale-ish. It's very Halloween. Sort of a family version of a mix of pretty much any fairy tale you can think of. We're five or six episodes in on the second season of Once Upon a Time on ABC. It's available on Hulu and probably ABC.com. If you're a little bit more hardcore horror fan versus fantasy, go check out Grimm in the spirit of Halloween as well. It's on its seventh or eighth episode of the second season. They did not take a hiatus. They got renewed. They wanted to keep it fresh in everybody's mind, and pretty much they were able to squeeze in two seasons between Halloweens. So I thought that was pretty cool. It debuted last year on Halloween, and we're in the middle of the second season on NBC. Also available on Hulu. So go check those things out if you don't have A lot to do for Halloween. Thanks for listening to my Halloween episode. Check out those Halloween episodes. Also, a Halloween episode of the How Did This Get Made podcast featuring Jason Mantzoukas and Paul Scheer from the very famous FX show The League. Whether you're a sports fan or not, it's hilarious. Also in the podcast is a lovely lady by the name of June Diane Raphael, who I believe is married to Paul Scheer. She will be coming up also in the third season of The League. She'll be making a cameo. It's the first time I've seen her in probably a long time. But the funny thing about this, also unplanned, is that I just finished watching the third season of The League, which is also available on Netflix. The last episode of the third season is a Halloween episode, if I'm not mistaken. On the very last episode of that, I have yet to watch it, but if my memory serves me correctly, it's pretty effing hilarious. Go check those things out. I believe I'm done babbling. Not too sure how long this episode will be. I don't have any special tracks to make it all spooky or whatever, but have a happy Halloween. I hope everybody's safe. Once again, our thoughts go out to all the people that are without power and hopefully can get back to living a normal life before the next tragedy or holiday strikes. Hopefully it's holiday before tragedy. So, that being said, my name is Darren, a.k.a. at Analysis49 on Twitter, Facebook, and Xbox Live. If you're going to hit me up on Xbox Live, leave me a message. Let me know you listen to the podcast, so I'm just not adding random people that are trying to hack me or any of that stuff. What else? Check us out on Facebook as far as the podcast is concerned, facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast, at a week late on Twitter. The the music blog is fenentertainment.com. That's F-E-N. F as in Frank, E as in Echo, N as in November, the word entertainment.com, at F-E-N promos on Twitter, and facebook.com/fenentertainment. You can catch a shit ton of free music, mixes. There'll probably be one going up tonight after I post this podcast. I got a lot of shit to do. That's it. Also, on either the Fen Entertainment YouTube channel, which is /analysis49, or the YouTube channel for A Week Late, there will be a video of a local flash mob I caught that was doing a dance for Thriller in front of a local retail store over the weekend. It was pretty cool. First time I ever was witness to a flash mob, and in a small town like mine, it's kind of a big deal. So kudos to those people. If I had the information in front of me, I'd give them a shout out, but I don't. I believe it was Selena's dance school. Don't quote me on that. God, that's going to be terrible. That's the last thing I go out on. Anyway, look for that. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. AweekLate.com and also on iTunes. We also have a radio ad coming up soon. It's about a month overdue, but that's how I roll. A week late, a month late. Thanks for listening. Cheers. Good night. Happy Halloween. Don't eat too much candy. You'll get sick. This episode of Weekly is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never a charge for anything. For all of this and for more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.